Before we enter our time of praise and prayer requests, I'd like to ask if we have any first-time visitors with us this morning. Would mind just raise your hand where you are? All right. If you have any praises or prayer requests you'd like to bring before the church this morning, ask that you just raise your hand, starting on this side, and say your name so Todd can get everything written down. And do we have anybody over here? Linda.
We come from Southwest Kansas, and we have many friends and that we went to church with that are suffering from the fires. And so thank you for lifting them up.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Kay. We've prayed for the firemen week after week after week, and certainly this last week our prayers have protected many of the firemen who were out, volunteer firemen across the state of Oklahoma and other places. And so I want to continue to pray for our policemen and firemen, doctors and nurses, and our military. And we know of some of our members here, Callie, Paulette, policeman out in East Coast, and then our son Alex, and others who serve in a torn world. And so I want to pray especially for them. And then for Luke Sabin, who's in the military, and others that we know. So that's who I want to pray for today, and especially our firefighters. Hopefully they're resting now. Hopefully they're resting.
Thank you, Ms. Kay.
Hi, my name's Debbie, and I want to thank everybody for their thoughts and their prayers for my family and me. And I've really missed all of you and miss being in the house of the Lord. And I just want to thank you. And it's hard to say, but everybody knows the tree fell on my daughter's house. But praise God, the house is fixable and will be fixed by tomorrow evening. And the kids will be coming back home. And God, I believe that there's a purpose for everything. And God opened my daughter's eyes. Unbelievably, she has had pulled back away from the Lord, but she did worship in her own way, but she really pulled back away. And after that tree fell and they removed the kids from her, and she was so afraid she wasn't going to get them back and things, and praise God she gets them. But she's turned her heart back over to the Lord and went to church today for the first time in quite a while. And she read the Bible to me last night and praising God with everything that she could praise Him with. We both were, and thanks. So I just thank you all for your prayers and your love and your kindness and everything. And above all, I thank God Almighty for what He's done for my family.
It's good to have you back, Debbie. Thanks for the praise. And what's your daughter's name, if you don't mind?
Oh, Paige.
Paige. Mm-hmm. Misty.
Misty. I just want to kind of update everybody. Josie does have a slap tear in her shoulder. So if y'all would lift her up in prayer, and also keep Kelly in your prayers as well. Thank you.
Rod.
We've got a card that I'll put on the bulletin board back here from Jana and Cliff Haney. They've attended here for quite a while, but they're moving to Conway, Arkansas, to be closer to their 4-year-old and 7-year-old granddaughters. But they said, thank you for the Christian love and fellowship shown as Cliff and I attended over the past few years. So many of you greeted us warmly and asked how we were. Charla, Jack, Elmer, Nancy, Carol, Louise, Patty, Walter, she lists us, keeps going, so many more. I've been in churches throughout my life, but never experienced the kindness and caring that you demonstrated. You show the love of Jesus. You were an encouragement for me during challenging times. Hopefully we can be that for everyone.
Very good. Yes. Lynn.
Lynn Bell. I'm going to ask for continued prayer for Henry's brother, Joe. His bone marrow and blood issues have not turned into cancer yet, praise God, but they continue to test him every 3 weeks. Also, I would like to lift up our granddaughter and her son. I would, Bailey and EJ Smith, I would like to pray for their salvation and protection. She's in a real bad place right now and has turned away from the Lord, and I just ask for her to come back to the Lord, and especially for their protection and salvation.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Lynn. I think Sally had one more. Go ahead.
Steve Lusk, and I would just like to lift up my friend Rick, who had a really bad brain bleed. It's been a little over 2 weeks ago now. 51, and just that God would restore him and heal him. And my wife, Charlene, that she'd be returned to complete health.
Thanks, Steve.
Mine is less of a prayer request than maybe just a little news. One of the highlights of our recent trip, beyond the safety and goodness of the Lord, we got to visit with Joe and Beth Rosser, and they send their love and their greetings to each and every one of you. They miss all of us so much. But a praise is that they have found a church home again, and they're enjoying a time of worship again.
Good. Leah.
I just would like continued prayers for my friend Michelle Beeson. She's back in the hospital. And we went out to see them in Florida this past week. They rent a house for a month. And such a blessing that she ended up at a Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville. So they're completely redoing her medication, and they've got the doctors all working. And her heart is working at about a 10% now. So they're going to try the medications first, and if that doesn't work, she's going to be put on a transplant list. I would just love for continued prayers for her.
Rochelle Beeson.
Michelle Beeson.
Michelle. Thank you, Leah. Anyone else? Patty.
If you'd just pray for our grandson Tucker in Texas, just making right decisions.
Debbie.
I'm Debbie, and I'm asking for prayers for my granddaughter that used to live down here, Kelsey, and her babies. And just keep prayers for my daughter and my granddaughter. They're going through things, and by the grace of God, I know he'll bring them through and stuff, and it'll be better on the other side.
Thank you, Debbie. Anybody else? All right. If not, we'll have our prayer song.
Father, we come to you this morning with concerns and praises on our hearts, and we're just so grateful for those who have offered these burdens and these praises to us, and we just want to lift up those that have not spoken. that have those that are on their hearts and weighing on them. And we just pray that as they bring them to you, they feel your presence and your guidance in their life. And Lord, we want to lift up those in Southwest Kansas, people that we know, people that we are concerned about as they're going through these fires. We just pray that you continue to keep them safe. We just pray that you continue to be with those who are working those fires and keep them safe as well. We want to continue to lift up the firemen, not just here in our community, but those who are out there battling those things. And we just pray for their safety for them and their families. We pray that you continue to be with them and their concerns. And we want to continue to lift up our policemen, those who are there on the front lines, protecting us and keeping us safe from moments that maybe we don't even know about. And we're just so grateful. And we want to lift up Callie as she continues to work in her community and keep her safe. We want to lift up our military. We all know someone, probably family members or friends, and we just pray that you continue to be with them and keep them safe as they continue to be on the front lines and keeping us safe. And be with those first responders, those people that are there on the scene trying to help and aid at a moment's notice. And we just pray that you continue to be with them and bless them and keep them safe as well. Lord, we want to lift up Josie this morning and her shoulder injury. We just pray that you'll be with her, be with her in her anxious time here. Help her to be patient. Be with the doctors as they continue to work with her and those therapists. And we just pray that for healing and be in your time. And Lord, we want to lift up the Haneys who are moving away from us. And we just pray that you will give them safe journey, that they will be able to take this time and it be a smooth transition for them. We are grateful that we were a blessing to them, and I just pray that we continue that love with one another, with those who enter our doors. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up Joe in his bone marrow and blood situation. We just know that right now we've not seen any progress, but we just know that you have your hand on him. Be with those, again, with those doctors that are making decisions for Joe, that you'll give them wisdom and guidance based on things that they know and new knowledge that they can get. And Lord, we want to lift up Bailey and EJ. We pray for their protection, but we also pray for their salvation. We just pray that you continue to be with those in their lives, that they will be able to open their eyes to the need that they have for you in their life. And Lord, we want to lift up Rick this morning, who's gone through a brain bleed and is now trying to recover. We pray for full recovery there, and we just, again, pray for those who are guiding him and directing him and getting his physical body back to where it was before, and we pray for complete healing there. And we also pray for Charlene and complete healing in her life as well. We just pray that you continue to bless her and continue to be with those who are working with her, that she will be able to move forward and be healed. And Lord, we want to lift up Michelle this morning. We've in our prayers, and now she's in a good place, and we just pray that as they continue to work with her in her heart condition, that they will be able to find what she needs. We just pray that either her heart gets stronger or they find a heart that she can have in a transplant situation. And we just know that in her situation, that means someone else has to give a heart. And we just pray that you be with those people as well as that continues to move forward. And Lord, we want to lift up Tucker this morning, a young man who is struggling to make right decisions, knowing that he knows what is right and wrong. We just pray that you continue to be with him. Give him the gift of the Holy Spirit so that he might respond in the correct way. And Lord, we want to lift up Kelsey this morning and her children who's going through difficult times. We just pray that you'll be with them, be with their family members and their friends, that they will be able to encourage them and strengthen them in this time. And Lord, we are grateful that the house is fixable, and sometimes we see the tragedy, but we also need to see the positive. And we just pray that the house in this situation is fixable and that they'll be able to move forward. And we are so grateful for the fact that Paige's eyes have been opened in this situation, that she is seeing the need in her life to praise you, to dig into your word, to find ways to get closer to you. And we just pray as her church family and with Debbie, and we just pray we continue to strengthen her and encourage her as Paige continues to move forward. And Lord, it's so good to hear from Joe and Beth that they are doing well and that they have found a new church home and they're able to serve you in the community that they're in and that they are worshiping you with like people. And Lord, I just pray that you continue to be with us today and bless our time together and bless those who have prepared themselves to give the word to us, that we might be touched, that we might be changed. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.